Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So I read something in MinnPost, and I almost fell off the sofa. I caught myself. Okay. I did not actually fall off the sofa.
Break anything.
Talking about politics and Minnesota's 7th Congressional District, Michelle Fischbach running for the GOP, a number of people running for the DFL, including Mark Lindquist, who is an Air Force veteran. He may not be running for the 7th Congressional District. He may instead be traveling overseas to Ukraine to fight for Ukraine after the Russian invasion. I read that. I thought, can that be real? I mean, are there Americans who are flying to Ukraine to fight on behalf of the Ukrainians? So I thought, let's try to get him on the air. Let's hear his story. Mark Lindquist joining us right now on CCO, and he's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're an Air Force vet. Thank you for your service. And I know you've done a lot of stuff. Give us sort of the elevator pitch. Who is Mark Lindquist?
Well, I'm a kid who started out life in an orphanage in Seoul, South Korea, and was fortunate enough to be chosen for adoption and then brought to rural Minnesota. You know Ortonville, Minnesota, out west, right?
I do. I've been to Ortonville. Beautiful
yes,
town.
Yes, yes. That's where I grew up. And the Lindquist family adopted me at age 8 months. I was able to serve the country in AmeriCorps, serve the country in the Air Force. And now we see what's happening on the other side of the planet. And yet another call of service has been issued to all the veterans worldwide to form a foreign legion. And it just seems like a call that I need to answer.
Wow, Mark, this is so unbelievably brave and giving, but you also served our country in the Air Force. So thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you for the support, yes. But, you know, to a service member, to us 18 million veterans that heard President Zelensky issue this call, you know, the first time that a foreign legion has been formed in 80 years is certainly significant.
Mark, when you go over there, like, is there a group to join of, like, expats that can go over there and can fight together? Or is it are you organized together?
Well, right now the process is you apply to the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense at the Ukrainian Embassy, and then they'll do an in-processing interview with you to determine whether you have the requisite experience, whether you'll be in the way or whether you'll be an asset. And then if you're approved for entry into their territorial defense, their foreign legion, you're then told to report somewhere on the border for in-processing. In the meantime, I'm just going to conduct as many humanitarian missions at the border as I can. So, but I've been in coordination with many veterans over there already.
So you're waiting to hear back from the Ukrainian embassy. Is there a test?
Sir.
Is there a physical exam? Or is it, hey, if you're well enough to, you know, come over here, we want you. And you're going to be armed. Do you know with what? I mean, part of a division? How does that work?
there's certainly sketchy details coming out of the country and certainly about the territorial defense, and some of that's by design. You don't want to let the enemy know the condition of your forces necessarily to the T. But right now, all we know is that they're looking for combat experience. They're looking for people who would not need extra training, folks that are infantry, folks that are rangers, folks that are of the infantry ilk. And all I'm hearing is that if you have said experience, then some are being accepted. And if you don't, you can certainly serve in other ways. But I just knew that I couldn't live in a world where nobody came to the defense of Ukraine. Right?
The defense of democracy, the defense of freedom. Yes.
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 I'm with you. I'm with you. And this Foreign Legion, I guess the significance of that, Mark, was lost on me. The Foreign Legion after 80 years. Do you have any sense for how many Americans are putting their lives on pause so they can fight for Ukraine? Any idea?
Thousands? I've heard it, somewhere in the thousands, right? 3,000 to 5,000 to 6,000. It's very hard to know these numbers because I don't have assets inside of a Ukrainian embassy to count, right? But certainly it doesn't surprise me that American veterans would answer the call. It's something that we've already done. We've already come to terms with the fact that we will put our lives on the line to die for someone we don't know for the cause of freedom, and we don't necessarily distinguish whether that person is in Arkansas or the Ukraine. It is, veterans were made for a moment like this.
Yes.
I just think a lot of us veterans and veterans friends that I've been talking to nonstop since this conflict kicked off is we're all asking ourselves, what's the most we could do? And for me, the most I could do is go.
Thank you for that, because you're right. I don't want to live in a world where we as Americans, as freedom-loving people, watch one nation take over another sovereign nation. So I am very grateful for your service. So I'm just confused. Are you in process now? And can you just fly over there? Are you going to Poland?
You have to go to Poland, right?
Is that where you're
Warsaw?
Going?
Warsaw?
That's the goal, right? So I'll get into Warsaw in about 8 days or so, 9 days, and then... here's how I look at it. I'm using the freedom that's available to me as an American, and I'm using that freedom to go extend myself in service of others who are in need of help, right? Any American could do that. You can fly into Poland. I'll give you an example. I'm even, surprisingly, the first 2 days I'm there, as I acclimate to the time change, I'm staying in an Airbnb in Warsaw. They're available, right? Mm-hmm. You can go and you can help. And I'm bringing 30 days of MRE food with me, so I don't take food away from the refugees. I'm going to support them however I can. I'm going to link up with other veterans making extraction missions into the country, taking out people who couldn't get out on the rail. You don't know how you can help until you get there. So I got to go, and I got to go see how I can help.
I'm blown away.
Well, Mark, when you come back, I'm not in your district, but I would vote for you in a New York minute. Based on everything I heard in the last 7 minutes, that sense of self-sacrifice. Thank you for the sacrifice. And look, you're taking a risk with your life, and you're putting your life where your values are. And I am so grateful for veterans. I have a son who's about to become a veteran. He's been in the Navy for 14 years. But thank you.
Awesome.
Will you keep in touch with us? I as much as you can call out safely if you get over there. We'd love to just hear more about what you're going through and how it's going.
Well, if you're willing to pass the word, certainly my hope is to pass word back to Minnesotans about how they can help. Because doesn't everybody kind of feel helpless with this whole thing?
Yes,
very much so.
When are you leaving, Mark?
I leave 29 March. Fly to Amsterdam and then Warsaw. And then once I get boots on the ground in Warsaw, I'll make humanitarian contacts in the city there and then head to the border as soon as I can.
Well, we're going to keep your number. We're going to continue to pray for you, and we are going to be in touch with you as well so you can share what you're doing and maybe some inspire others to help.
I'd be honored. Thank you for taking an interest in the Ukrainian people.
Mark Lindquist, be safe over there. Thank you for what you're doing in the fight for freedom and democracy and self-determination. And I know Ukraine thanks you. We thank you. Don't take it for granted. Be safe. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, my friends. Be well.
I'm blown away. I'm blown away. I'm so glad there are people in the universe that will do that.
Sacrifice themselves.
So grateful.
For people They don't know. But the cause, the same cause that I think many in this country take for granted.
Just amazing.
So, I'm glad we could connect with Mark. It's for real. I read it in MinnPost. I go, no. Are people really this
good?
Yeah.
He is good.
So
yeah. We'll keep in touch with him. You know, we have Joe Lindsley, who we have on the ground there from Lviv Lab, who hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow. But Mark Lindquist will also be our boots on the ground, and provided that he's safe and that he has time to take to talk to us, we will follow his journey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.